We had lots of difficult times, I might say that. Part of our problem was financial. We had no money. I mean literally no money. We started without money. We got the first year, before we opened, as I remember it, Ralph Flanders gave us $1,000. We had run up a few bills, just getting some catalogs published and so forth, because we didn't have any money coming from the seminary. A couple of years later, we inherited $7,000, but that was after the fact. And we got one gift that summer, $5,000, to took us through the summer. So we had no money. So that was a problem that plagued us a long time. And incidentally, God is not going to go broke. One of the questions I know that's raised is God going to go bankrupt? I can tell you the answer to that is no. Because I have been told that from the day before we started that God was going to fold. Unfortunately, even Mrs. Martin, from whom we bought this place, said she didn't believe we ever were going to get started here. And she believed in us, too. So from the very beginning, we faced that problem, which is a very difficult problem, actually, and it tended to limit some of the things we could do. Not simply the lack of facilities, but because of the worry it imposed upon some of us on the staff and faculty. But as to the program, I tell you some disappointments we had, at least I had, and I think others did. I assumed, this is naivete, obviously, now looking back, I assumed that if you said to students, look, you can study, choose your own courses, no required courses, that the students would be enthusiastic about what they did. They'd all pitch in and study like the Dickens, you know. I thought this was so. It wasn't so. You work hard and help them to select the course they want to get, the current program. And they didn't go barging ahead. A few did, but not all. So it was quite clear that it took something more than just selection of a student of what he wanted to study. That alone was not sufficient.